Hello and welcome. Today is January the 27th, 2021, and this is our call with Dr. Alex Loy, where he addresses discussions and videos that he's done regarding deep waters or spiritual laws of nature. My name is Johanna Chan, and this is a time, and I'll be helping assist Alex today in any calls, any questions or comments you would like to share with Alex. Before we hear, though, from Alex, I wanted to, and from you, I want to share this disclaimer. This presentation is for education and informational purposes only, and since we're going to be talking about issues of health and well-being, we wanted to make sure that you understand this information is not intended to heal or cure anything. Everything in the presentation are the opinions of Dr. Alex Loy or myself, Johanna Chan, or you possibly if you should choose to share. You should always check with a licensed healthcare provider about any specific health concerns you may have. All right, so this is our topic today is the primary topic is the dangers of attractiveness. This was a video that was posted by Alex on the YouTube this week. Hopefully, those of you on the call have heard that or listened to it. But this is a time for you to interact with Alex. And the way we do that is if you're on the phone, you can press star 2 on your phone. That's going to raise your hand, and I'll be able to unmute your line so you can interact with Alex. If you're online, you can type a question in there, and I will be able to read that to Alex. And he can answer your question, or if you just want to share something there as well. So welcome, Alex. I think I'm right on the title. Is that right? Dangers of Attractiveness?
Yeah, you're right. Thank you, Johanna, and welcome, everyone. And really, just a general overview, I would encourage you to watch the full teaching, because when you first hear this, you think, oh, I already know about that stuff, but it really goes to a fundamental focus in life in one place or another. And the teaching is about how so much of our life is about attractiveness or unattractiveness. We want the pretty house. We want the pretty car. We want the pretty girlfriend or boyfriend. We want clothes that are pretty. We want... And then the biggest one of all, by far, is I want to be seen as attractive. And especially early in life, that really goes to shape kind of our self-image. If the feedback we get from people is that we are attractive, we tend to feel good about ourselves and stuff like that. If it's that we're unattractive, We tend to struggle with self-worth and all that sort of thing. But then the other side, so it sounds like from that, okay, but if you're attractive, then you've got it made. No, not at all. I've never worked with a really beautiful woman, and I've worked with a bunch of them over 30 years. I've never worked with a single one whose biggest issue, or at least top two or three issue in their entire life, was their attractiveness. And there's a big backlash from that, because thinking that you are liked or loved or included in something because of the way you look on the outside predominantly tends to undermine your self-worth. So it's almost like, you can't win if you do, and you can't win if you don't. You get clobbered if you're not attractive, but you get clobbered if you are, and especially later in life when those looks start to go. Well, I think that's part of the reason it works that way. I think the point, again, is a spiritual one, that we are literally to disregard those things and to look at the heart, to look at the inside, both of others and ourselves, and to prioritize what is inside, not what is outside. I mean, goodness gracious, I was watching, because of the time of year it was, they just had several documentaries on Martin Luther King. Martin Luther King Holiday was just very recently, and wonderful, saw a lot of things that I had not known before, and I have great respect for him and that movement. But it's just amazing to think about all of that over a little bit different pigmentation of skin. And then, of course, today, the huge Black Lives Matter thing, really about the same thing. So how big a difference would it make in our world? How big a difference would it make to our self-worth, both ourselves and other people, if we woke up in the morning and said, okay, I'm having an internal focus today, not external. I'm going to prioritize the internal. I'm going to work for the internal. I'm going to try to look at other people based on the internal, not judge anyone in any way, shape, form, or fashion by anything external, et cetera. I think it would make a monumental difference in politics, in marriage, in all sorts of groups, in friendships, in commercials on TV. I mean, in almost everything in our society, if we could just change that one thing, I'm going to do my best. Now, you can't do it perfectly, but I'm going to do my best to have an internal focus rather than an external focus. So that's kind of the basics of it, Johanna. And if anyone has a comment they'd like to make, that's great.
Okay. Thanks, Alex. So if you're on the phone and you'd like to comment on this, or if you have any other questions, of course, for Alex, please raise your hand by pressing *2 on your phone. That's going to raise your hand, and then I will unmute your line so you can talk with Alex. And if you're online again, you can type in a question there. That's going to be just fill in the field, and I can read that to Alex. All right, let's see if we have any hands up. Don't have any hands up right now, Alex, and I don't see anyone typing any questions on the Q&A.
Okay, so, well, just remember that you don't have to be here. You can send in your question. We'll answer it, post the call. You can fast forward and just listen to the answer to your question. But please remember, the reason we're doing this is not to say, here's what Alex thinks about that, so that's the way it is. Not at all. It's let's start talking about things that are really important. And this issue this week, even though you may think, oh, yeah, I know all about that, but do you live it? There's not a whole lot more important than this, having an internal spiritual focus versus an external physical focus. So anyway, try to do that this week. And that's it for me, Johanna. Thank you.
Okay, well, we do have one hand up. Alex, did you have time for that? Okay, I think Alex is gone. Okay, I'm sorry about that. I think that's Marilyn. I'm going to unmute your line, Marilyn.
Yes, it is. That's
hi.
Okay. I was sort of, hi, good morning. Yeah, oh, good afternoon. Yeah, it was me. That's okay. I was just sort of tossing it whether to ask the question or not, and that's fine. It was more about the fact that I noticed Alex has lost weight watching the videos, and I just wanted to ask him when he lost the weight. Was it just diet and exercise, or did he actually have to heal issues regarding that?
Oh, well, that's an interesting question. you could email him that probably.
I can always ask it now. I mean, I've had it in my mind to ask for a long time because I've noticed it's been quite a few weeks that I've noticed on the videos that he's gradually lost weight. But I've always had other questions, and I sort of thought, oh, you know, do I ask it when he's talking about outward appearance? And here I am asking about weight loss, which is related to outward appearance, and that's okay. I've got the all-access call next week, so I can always ask
okay.
it then.
Yeah, we can talk to him then. Okay, well, thank you.
God bless. And I'm also open to, I would also like to do another custom trilogy, if that's okay.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Okay, so what would you like to address?
Well, The issue I was healing on last week, you probably don't remember, but it was unforgiveness towards my mother, but for two separate occasions, when I was 4 and then again when I was 13. Both times she went to work and I felt it had a negative impact on me. And it is quite a big issue because it's only really yesterday that I got, and it seems to be two separate issues, the issue of going to work when I was 4 and the issue of going to work when I was 13, because I have got the unforgiveness of when Mum went to work when I was 4 down to a 2, but not the other one. And I feel that they must be two separate issues, but they both have unforgiveness in them and feeling unable to forgive Mother. And so I would appreciate a trilogy for the unforgiveness I felt towards Mother when she went to work when I was 13. I feel that this one, there's a guilt rather than a shame. The other one was shame. This one comes up as guilt. What happened was, it was my first year of high school and we had cooking classes, and my mother had gone to work, and the work was on the property. She worked for my dad, so it wasn't like she got in the car and travelled away. She was, 2 minutes down the hall, basically. But she decided, because I had learnt to cook at school, that I could now take on the cooking for the family. And I don't know, there's just sort of, it's, I think part of the resentment is, I know my mother's story, and I feel I resent the fact that she didn't go, well, I don't want to do that to my child.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, and I think there's a certain amount of issue here with my daughter, because I did, but I feel that my daughter took it for granted, never really appreciated the effort that I made not to be like my mother. So there's a lot of sort of, I don't know, you call them separate issues. I don't know whether it's probably an identity issue, because my older sister, she was the pretty child. She was the very talented child. She was very talented musically. So in the afternoon, she got to practice the piano and I got to cook the meals. But my father was a minister, and people would come from outside the district to church, and my mother would always invite them to lunch. And I never got to socialize after church because I had to be up at the house getting the meal, because my father expected that meal on the table when he'd finished socialising. But if we had people come and Mother would invite them, then she would come up to the house and my sister would come, and all the meal had already been prepped. I'd already done that. We cooked the day before when it was a Sabbath, not on the actual Sabbath itself. So it had all been pre-prepped. And my mother would come up with my sister, with the guest, with the wives of the guests, and they would then put the meal together, and I'd go to the bedroom and sulk, because I just got ignored, basically. And then they'd all say, Mrs. Wright, what a wonderful daughter you have, referring to my sister. So there's a lot of hurt,
mm-hmm.
anger, unforgiveness,
okay.
grief, resentment. It's just, I think it's a lot of, who am I, who was I? I felt mm-hmm. I had no value to the family other than I could cook, and that wasn't really... It was taken for granted. It was, I don't think I ever really felt they said thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, this is definitely something we want to address. And I think there'll be different aspects of different relationships that we're in regarding all of this that will come up. And when they do, you choose to embrace them and bring them in for healing. No judgment, and just, realize that the lies, the falsehoods, the limiting beliefs that have come from all of this for most of your life are just simply lies. And we're going to change that frequency of those. And so whichever relationship issue seems to surface, then you make that conscious effort to embrace it and allow forgiveness.
I feel it's just the whole family.
Yeah. Okay, well, this will, we're going to go ahead and get a trilogy for this. Say for me, I desire to be healthy.
I desire to be healthy.
I am ready to test truthfully.
I am ready to test truthfully.
The unforgiveness.
The unforgiveness.
Okay, good. Just a moment. Okay, minute number one. As usual, we're going to tap from the eyebrows all the way to the side of the hand. Okay, next we're going to go to middle of the chest. Sore spots.
Yep.
Under the nipples.
Mm-hmm.
Little finger.
Mm-hmm.
Thumb.
Thumb, yep.
Then under the nose.
Mm-hmm.
Chin.
Mm-hmm.
Side of the eyes.
Okay.
Under the eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And then the 9G.
Okay.
Okay, healing code. Three positions. First position, both hands below the belly button.
Mm-hmm.
Next position, both hands pointing at the temples.
Okay.
Third position, both hands touching the high bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Last position, both hands touching the brainstem.
Okay.
Okay, minute number three. We're going to go from, you're going to slide from the base all the way up three times without stopping.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Then to the solar plexus.
Uh-huh.
Slide down to below the belly button.
Mm-hmm.
Slide down to the base.
Yep.
Slide back up to the solar plexus.
Mm-hmm.
Slide up to the heart.
Yep.
Slide back down to the solar plexus.
Mm-hmm.
And then up to the throat.
Mm-hmm.
Slide down to the heart.
Mm-hmm.
And then slide all the way up and over. And that's it.
Okay. Thank you. I really appreciate you coming on and doing these custom trilogies. When I came on the call last week, I didn't really feel that that issue that I got the trilogy for was that big because I had been healing on it. But when I asked you after the you'd given me the trilogy, where that unforgiveness had come from, and you gave me quite a lot of information, and once a call went up, I went back and I wrote it all down. I put all of that into my prayer, and it really unearthed a lot of issues, a lot of stress and trauma, I guess. It's taken me all week just to, you know, get that one down. But I feel that, and then I've discovered this one behind. I thought the two were together. I discovered this one behind it. And I feel that this is an issue that I have buried for so long. I think because I felt bad about feeling that way about my mother because I knew her life story and it wasn't a happy one. Mm-hmm. You know, and I felt I should have been more understanding. But, of course, it still affected me the way that it did. So, you know, I really appreciate the fact that you were able... But I never feel it's half stance. I never feel that it just got lucky that you said. I feel, because I ask and I'm open to hearing, then what I need to hear comes to me. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I believe that's true. And I wish I had more time, really, to interact with more people when I connect with them on these calls. It just, like, I can't even remember what I said, honestly.
Yeah,
but you're right. It's like our hearts are connected, and I think what you know in that instance, there's just information that flows between the both of us. So,
yeah, because what you said was just I would never have thought of that what you had said in relation to that. But you're saying that and my then putting that into my prayer, I think just because I've done a lot of healing on that memory. But it now, when I think about that time, intellectually I know what happened, but the image that comes into my thought is simply being on the college, the area, but there is no, that actual physical memory doesn't want to pop up again. I know it's there because it was a physical memory, but there is no stress and trauma to it, and yet I've done a lot of healing on it before, but this time it seems to have taken all that stress out of it, and I really appreciate that.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Marilyn. We do appreciate you and all the feedback that you give us, whether it's from Alex or even from these custom-guided, custom trilogies that we give. So thank you. Thank you so much for participating.
Oh, that's okay. I appreciate the time that you and Alex give to do this. I really do. It's very helpful.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay.
Okay.
God bless.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, our next caller is, your number ends in 1799, and your line is open.
Hi, Johanna. This is Sheen. How are you?
Hi, Sheen. I'm fine. What would you like to address today?
About a month ago, so right before the holidays, I got a code to work on just my overall fear of failure, and coming from an atheist background, just the memory from previous generations of, you know, it's all up to me, and my value, my hope, it's all up to, you know, how I can perform in life. And I did what you recommended. I think at the time I was tested, my primary categories were peace and goodness. I don't know if those things change or is it something that kind of lasts forever. It's just my thing. I don't know. That's kind of my question.
Well, it's always, if I test and I share that with you, it's specifically for that time that we're testing.
Okay.
Doesn't mean it's permanent. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So I did, I would do peace and goodness, and then I pick one of the 12 categories, and then I do peace and goodness again. So I did all of that.
Good.
And yeah, so I feel like it was helpful. And then there was an event that happened that 2 days ago that kind of triggered something, kind of got me discouraged. I'm like, oh, this is still here. It just, because of there's that core struggle of fear of failure. So, what people think of me, their opinion of me matters a lot. Now, I'm like, you know, doing so much better night and day comparing to, you know, even a year ago. But this event happened that someone wasn't happy with what I said in a certain setting, and then somebody else told me about that. And it just, you know, still took me a while to kind of recover from that. I had to have a lot of conversation with myself and really focus on, okay, what is the truth? And I have to do the healing codes and, you know, all of that. And I'm like, oh, it's still here. So, if anything, unless you think differently, I guess maybe I should just get another code and then continue to work on this fear of failure. I think even what Alex shared earlier, just focusing on internally who I am, rather than basing on what people think of me or my performance.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds like a plan. Let's go ahead and test for this. Say for me, I desire to be healthy.
I desire to be healthy.
I am ready to test truthfully.
I am ready to test truthfully.
The fear issue.
the fear issue.
Okay, very good. Okay, so I would say yes, the categories could still be peace, goodness, but I would also add in kindness and humility.
Okay.
Humility is when we compare ourselves with others and feel less than or better than sometimes.
Right.
Kindness is when you have usually been treated unkindly, but it could also mean you've treated someone unkindly. But those are the four categories, peace, goodness, humility, and kindness. So you could rotate through those with the new trilogy I'm giving you. You could go for 4 days, or you could just go through those four, whatever you feel comfortable doing. Most likely you've just, you know, dislodged a deeper part of this whole community, if you will, of memories that have contributed to these feelings. So I would say it's good. It's good. We're going to go ahead and address whatever's surfacing at this point. So it's not that there wasn't any healing that happened, but there's deeper stuff that's coming up that's, you know, that was triggered. And so, okay, now we're going to address this with a fresh, positive energy and frequency.
Okay, great.
Okay, very good. Okay, so we're going to do trilogy. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Can you say for me, I desire to be healthy?
I desire to be healthy.
The primary issues?
The primary issues.
Okay, good. All right. So the first minute, we're going to do the tapping from the eyebrows all the way to the side of the hands.
Okay.
Then we're going to customize. Okay, first position. First one, tapping is the thumb.
Okay.
Little finger.
Okay.
Side of the hand. Or hands. You can do both or one. Then we're going to go up to the collarbones. Sore spots. Okay. Then up to the face, the chin, under the nose, up to the eyebrow, under the eyes, back to the collarbones, and then the 9G.
Okay.
Okay, for minute number two are the healing codes. First position, left hand brainstem, right hand high bridge.
Okay.
Next position, both hands below the belly
button. Hold on. Let me put down the first position, left hand brainstem.
Mm-hmm. And the right hand high bridge.
High bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Second, both hands below the belly button. The third position is left hand jaw, right hand temple. So that's the healing code one. You're just pointing at those areas.
Okay.
And the last position is both hands, Adam's apple.
Okay.
Okay, minute number three. You're going to trace from the base. You're going to slide the hands all the way up or over three times without stopping.
Okay.
So you can pause when you do the slide. You can pause a little bit at the top of the spine before you come back to the base. But let's do that three times.
Okay.
Then we're going to come to the forehead. Slide down to the heart.
Okay.
Slide down to the solar plexus. Slide back up to the heart.
Okay.
Slide to below the belly button. Slide down to the base. We're going to pause there and then slowly move up and pause at each healing center for 4 or 5 seconds or longer if you like.
Okay.
And then I would go ahead and repeat the healing code.
Okay.
And that's it.
Great. Now, from what you can see, I don't know what kind of a testing system you have. Like, are my primaries still peace and goodness, or there's a shift?
Peace and goodness and humility. I'd say they're all about even.
Oh,
so
okay.
Humility is about comparing yourself. So you feel less than. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So I will I'll focus more on the humility and kindness. I do think those two will help me.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Shane, thank you for coming on.
Sure. Thank you. Okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, our next caller, your number ends in 1057. 1057, your line is open.
Hi, Johanna. This is Denise.
Hi, Denise. What would you like to address today?
Well, I would like a code for a friend. His name is Dennis, and I'm having some issues myself, but I wondered if I could, you know, also get a code for him.
Okay, so you want healing codes or trilogies?
A trilogy.
Okay, so you want a trilogy for yourself and a trilogy for Dennis.
Correct.
And what is your issue? What is it you would like to address? In other words, how are you feeling about it? What is the negative emotion you're feeling?
Anxiety. And let's see what else. Probably some fear and worry.
Okay. Is this in regards to your relationship with Dennis by any chance?
Yes.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, because I do believe, now is he going to do this or are you doing
no,
it for
No, I'll
him?
Be doing it.
Okay. So what I want to do is test to see if we can get one that you can do and release to him.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay. Yeah, I think, and that's what I was suspecting was that it was.
Okay.
Connected. Okay. Okay, very good. On a scale from 1 to 10, how strong is this anxiety, fear, worry?
Probably an 8 or a 9.
Is there an earlier memory that comes up when you think about feeling this way, like from any other time in your life when you felt similar type of anxiety, fear, worry about anything?
Yeah. Let's see, going back probably to grade school or high school, I remember a lot of anxiety at that time.
Okay. When you just pulled up that time period, that maybe a collection of memories from high school, how strong does that feel?
Just about a 7 or an 8, I would think.
Okay, so we definitely want to address those memories, even if they have nothing to do with this relationship with Dennis. We want to address those high school memories because those are playing into the fears, anxiety that you're experiencing right now.
Okay.
Okay. So we're going to go ahead and get this. Say
now,
to me, I desire. Oh, go ahead.
Can I ask a question? Now, he is going through some physical issues, and I'm wondering, will this help to address those issues for him?
Yes.
Okay.
They're going to go wherever he needs it.
Okay. That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Say for me, I desire to be healthy.
I desire to be healthy.
I am ready to test truthfully.
I'm ready to test truthfully.
The anxiety issue. The relationship issues. Okay. Very good. All right, and so this is trilogy, correct?
Correct.
Okay, first minute, we're going to start with the eyebrows and tap all the way to the side of the hands without, you know, all of those points.
Okay.
Then we're going to start with the sore spots.
Okay.
Middle of the chest.
Okay.
Under the nose. So you're up to the face and the chin.
Okay, I'm sorry, you said middle of the chest, under nose, and then chin.
Yeah, yes. So
okay.
We're on the body, so sore
right.
spots in the middle of the chest, then up to the face, under the nose
okay.
and the chin.
Okay.
Okay, now we're going down to the hands, okay?
Okay.
The side of the hand.
Okay.
The index finger.
Okay.
The middle finger.
Okay.
Then we're going back over to the chest, the collarbones.
All right.
Under the nipples.
Okay.
Under the arms.
Okay.
And then the 9G.
9G. Okay.
Okay, the healing code, second minute.
All right.
Both hands, Adam's apple.
All right.
Left hand, high bridge. Right hand below the belly button.
Okay, left hand high bridge.
Mm-hmm.
What was the next?
Below the belly button. Right hand below the belly button.
Oh, the right hand.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, below belly. Okay.
The next one is both hands touching the brain stem.
Oh, both hands brain stem. All right.
And then both hands... temples, pointing at the temples.
Both hands pointing. Okay.
Okay. Then we have the third minute. We're going to start at the base, and you're going to slide all the way up and over three times without stopping.
Okay.
And then the next, we're going to start at the base.
Okay.
And we're going to hold it there. Hold your hands there for 4 to 6 seconds.
Okay.
Slide up to under the belly button.
Up
and
to
hold.
Under belly button, okay.
And we're going to hold it there again.
Okay.
Then we're going to slide up to the solar plexus and hold.
Okay,
pause.
That's slide up to solar.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Your hands are staying on the body the whole time. So you're
starting okay.
at the base, you slide up and stop just under the belly button, slide up and stop the solar plexus. Now we're going to slide all the way up to the throat.
Okay.
Then down to the heart.
Okay.
Then up to the forehead.
Forehead, all right.
Back down to the heart.
Down to heart, okay.
And then go ahead and slide all the way up and over.
Okay, I'm on the heart, and then just slide up from the heart and over.
All the way up over the head to the top of the spine.
Okay. Okay.
And that's it.
Okay,
and
great.
You can repeat the healing code again if you want. That's
oh,
always
all right.
like a little bonus. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Okay, very good. All right.
Okay.
Twice a day, you know, probably.
I would do it, yeah, I would do it twice a day. And after you're done doing it, release it to him in love.
Yes. Okay. Very good. Okay, Johanna, thank you.
You're welcome. God bless you.
Thanks. You too. Bye-bye. Take care.
Bye-bye. All right. So thank you all for participating again today. We love to interact with you each week, and we hopefully will see you again next week. God bless.